It's 8:50 now and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending July 19th like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 76.3. Corn, 16.2 this year, 15.0 next year. And soybeans, 10.6 this year and 1.0 next year. Packer bids for hogs today are expected to be 50 cents to $1.50 per hundredweight lower on diminished packer demand after wholesale pork prices fell sharply yesterday afternoon. Terminals are culled weak to a dollar lower today, with top prices from $47.50 to $51. Peoria culled steady to weak with a top price of $47.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, July 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,216 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $62.50 to $72. The weighted average, $69.11, a loss of 33 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.67 to $57. The weighted average, $55.03. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,141. The base price range was $61.50 to $78. The weighted average, $73.80, a gain of 71 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.69 to $55.09, and the weighted average was $52.52. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And first off, right now we have some rain in the area, brought some localized flooding to northwestern Indiana, White and Carroll counties, but very isolated pockets of heavy rain this morning. And that's just the first of a 1-2-3 punch. First, the disturbance across eastern Wisconsin, northeastern Illinois, and the northern half of Indiana this morning. Also some scattered showers and some heavy thunderstorms, heavy rain falling across central Ohio, and that will trigger some afternoon thunderstorms with the heating of the day. And then we have a frontal system with some thunderstorms across the eastern portion of South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota right now, and a few scattered pockets of rain across Minnesota and western Wisconsin. We've talked about it for weeks now, but the northwestern portion of the corn soybean belt is very, very dry. Some pockets will get some rain this morning, but it's not a widespread or a long-lasting rain. So some individual locations may get a little bit of relief, but it's not a drought buster, and it won't last long enough to make that big of a difference. And then following all that, for the next couple weeks, the next 2 weeks, it looks like a pretty typical summer pattern, with more ridging building in the western Midwest next week. And once again, that will suppress the rainfall and bring some warm to hot temperatures across the region. And the rain that falls today into Saturday will be the last organized weather system across the entire Midwest for a while. So net drying conditions will follow the event for most of the next week to 2 weeks. Weather pattern changes are perceived in the second week of the two-week forecast, and it could bring improved rain potential for the northern U.S. plains and across the northwestern Corn Belt. Question is, will it be too late to help the summertime crops across the northwestern belt? And we'll wait and see on that. Conditions do look to be favorable for development in the cyclone area of the Atlantic Ocean. And that may have a little bit of an impact on Midwest weather later in the month of August. But again, short term, we have the weather system that's out there right now, and it will continue to move to the south and east. Speaking of south and east and the U.S. Delta, continued net drying across the northern Delta with scattered showers across the rest of the region, crop stress becoming more significant. The southern Delta and the southeastern states will see more frequent shower activity, which should provide enough moisture to maintain favorable or even improve the crop conditions in many locations, with generalized soaking rains not expected and significant crop stress still being held at bay, but it will quickly appear if a period of dry weather occurs in August. Greatest rainfall expected from northern Florida into Virginia late this weekend and early next week, or net increase in soil moisture is most likely. And heavy rain is likely to create some flooding in China in the Zhangzhou area. Sunday through Tuesday, thunderstorms will be focused on the North China Plain. Heavy rain is possible, and that could lead to some localized flooding. In Australia, no rain is expected for Queensland or northwestern New South Wales over the next 2 weeks, so soil and crop conditions will be less than ideal conditions there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 6.25 down 1 3/4 last trade up 6 3/4. December 6.41 down 3 last trade up 6 3/4. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6.35 up 1 last trade up 8 3/4. December 6.51 down 1 1/2 last trade up 7 1/2. March 6.49 1/4 up 3/4 last trade up 10 3/4. September corn opened at 3.12 1/4 up 3/4 last trade up 3 3/4. December 3.28 up 3/4 last trade up 3 3/4. May 3.53 down 3/4 last trade up 1 1/4. Take it out to December 2008, 3.82 1/4 up 2 last trade up 2 3/4. August beans open to 8.15 unchanged last trade up 8 1/2. November 8.39 3/4 up 1/2 last trade up 8 3/4. August soybean meal open at 2.15 unchanged last trade up $1.90. August soybean oil opened at 36.60 down 2 last trade up 38. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, this week, except for the lead option September wheat contract, we have seen new contract highs. I wonder if the export sales number, even though it's a number that's old, is enough to push September to a high today.
Well, I think we're going to try to test that at least. We'll be up 6 to 3 cents at the outset. We're starting to hear some news that the supplies that people worried about in the northern hemisphere of winter wheat will not be as large as expected, although we're hearing some surprises. Drier weather in the EU is allowing harvest to go ahead, probably will last into the weekend. North Dakota has been reporting some outstanding yields on its wheat tour this week. So I think even though we're playing off some little disappointing number on the export sales, I think we've got enough pop behind the wheat market to see a higher opening.
Well, the wheat number, if I'm looking at this report right, was 76.3. And I guess the average guess, 33.1 to 44, the trade missed it badly to the downside.
Yeah, but the trade's been missing a lot of things pretty badly. You know, when you look at the corn number, how can we be coming in with these numbers that we've got, we're off by, you know, 20 or 30%? But then USDA typically makes a big revision from its Monday inspections report on this Thursday report. Mm-hmm. So I think we're kind of in the boat that everybody's missing these things. On the corn side, Dave, we'll be up 4 cents maybe to a penny, penny and a half. We'll see more bull spreading here. Export inspections came out pretty darn decent there, above expectations again, at about 46 million bushel. My guess is that we're going to continue to focus on weather. It's all about weather, but we'll start off the day stronger. I hope we can hold on to it going into the close.
In the soybeans, it looks like November futures support level around maybe, what, 820?
Support around 820. We kind of poked over the 860 resistance during the overnight session, so 860 to 880 is going to be a lot of resistance. Census Bureau crush came out this morning right on the nose of expectations, but I did notice that the bean oil stocks were a little lower than expected. So this consolidation that we're in the beans, kind of a back-and-forth market, probably will continue. Export bookings there came in at 12.8 million old crop and new crop together.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
The Merck's going to be a ho-hum affair. We'll see the futures market probably down a dime to 50 cents, maybe both in the cattle and the hogs. We're seeing a little bit more packer interest in the cattle here, but not much else going on.
And before I let you go, what do you believe is the working yield number for corn at the moment?
155.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a grand day today. Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853 and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's now 9:01 Central Time.